Welcome to ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers with your host, Peggy Smedley.
Welcome to ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. I'm your host, Peggy Smedley. We have a great show for you today. On the first segment of the show, we are going to preview some of the latest technology innovations for the construction industry. Then we have two guests for us today. We have Avi Khan, President and CEO of Hilti, will join us to talk about asset management. And we're also going to be joined by Andrew Roberts, the Director of Business Development and Strategic Accounts at Royal Truck and Equipment. He's going to talk about how trucks are advancing at the job site. Then finally, on segment four, we're going to go to the job site of the future, and we will delve into how technology will help improve safety at the job site. So first up, let's talk about innovation. Technology is changing at a rapid pace. Much of the technological innovation we will discuss today will be on display at the Tech Expo that is actually starting today. Now, this is pretty exciting stuff, and we're going to preview some of what you can expect here on this segment. So in a few hours, you're going to be able to go and see ConExpo ConAg and see all the great stuff we've been talking about for the past several months. You're going to be able to touch it and feel it, and it's pretty exciting. But there is no fast way to kind of add more than 4 miles of track to a transit rail systems. So we thought we'd kind of get into all of this exciting stuff. But most of you probably know this, right? You know, you can't figure all this stuff out. But there's a challenge and a joint venture of several tunneling contractors face when starting a project. And we found this out recently in Seattle in 2013. And one of the things that we found was interesting is the project is still keeping them very busy. Now, think about this for a second. The Sound Transit Link light rail system in the Seattle area is mostly underground. Now, did you know that? What's interesting, a team of construction professionals were tasked with adding more than 4 miles of track. And this team includes a general contractor, JCM Northlink, which is a joint venture between JD Contractors, Frank Colosio Construction, and Michaels Corporation. And after digging two large vertical shifts and a portal to be used as access points, so JCM began digging these twin bore tunnels, and crews used tunnel boring machines to dig two parallel tunnels at the same time. Now, I always find construction so interesting to see how companies do amazing things. So the tough soil didn't make the job any easier, right? So the machines hit harder ground than expected, and this is where the innovation really comes into play. The team began using this broke remote control demolition machines. And these kind of limit worker exposure to harsh tunnel environments. And this is what I like about it, because it also reduces the fatigue and potential injuries that come with using handheld tools all day long. And when we've talked about on the show, how do you keep workers from getting injured and causing injuries on the job? Well, the result is an excavation portion took less than 3 weeks. Now think about this. It shaved off more than a week off of work per cross passage compared to handheld tools. And after 3 years of tunneling with the tunnel boring machines, JCM completed the final breakthrough last September. When finished in February 2018, the crews will have removed about 725,000 cubic yards of materials. This is enough to fill about 242 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Yep, 242 Olympic-sized swimming pools. The whole project is scheduled for completion in 2021, and this is one example of how innovation is helping at the construction job site. Machines continue to advance to make tasks easier and safer for construction crews, easing the weight, the exhaustion on them. So this is certainly only one instance. At the expo, is what we're talking about today, you'll experience many different ways to leverage technology to ease the pain, the strain, and figure out new ways to do things. So Another great example is smart glasses. You've probably heard about what Daqri's doing with the smart helmet. We've talked about it, right? We've talked about it on this show. The company has also announced smart glasses. Now, these wearable devices can be used in many industries, such as healthcare and manufacturing, but there are specific use cases for construction. In fact, the company says that it believes these smart glasses will be a primary tool during the pre- and post-construction phases. This is because they have the ability to bring architecture kind of to life in the early phases of a project. So the technology can also kind of help overcome the facilities management kind of things, or I should say, can help over time, I should say, in facilities management. But these types of wearable devices will aid in conceptualization. Now, what I like about this in conceptualization, production, and it'll help kind of prolong the life and safety of future buildings. So that is another way innovation is really transforming the construction job site. So I think we have time for one more example of innovation here on this first segment of the podcast, and I'm really excited to see what's going to be on display in a couple hours as we head over to the show, but it's telematics. The data gathered on machines is changing how construction projects are performed at the job site, and this is something you're going to see front and center today. And as one example, Telogis and John Deere have partnered to deliver connected equipment technologies. And together, the companies are enabling construction professionals and all of you to have access to data and insights. And this includes information about job site usage, as well as reporting in engine hours, fuel consumption, diagnostic codes, and so many other things that perhaps we haven't even thought about that they are thinking about every day. But telematics gives all of you in the construction industry the information needed to kind of save costs and improve efficiency, and as we always talk about, productivity. And this is certainly only one case. So the telematics devices can come and be built into the equipment from the factory and can be installed aftermarket at any authorized dealer. So construction professionals, you have the opportunity to take advantage of this technology on any piece of equipment. And that's what makes it so exciting. As technology evolves, we're being able to see telematics in the uses of advances in saving costs and efficiency and improving productivity in new forms of the equipment that we're seeing on the job site and in the field. And that's what makes it so exciting is technology is advancing. And we've seen a lot of the companies coming up, like what we're seeing with Daqri, who started with protected helmets that we're seeing, and we're advancing from there. And we recognize that companies are just starting to see if they want a connected helmet, moving now to smart glasses in the job site. And we're also seeing companies looking at ways to reducing the weight and using equipment to help ease the workload on workers. And I think that's what's nice. When we think about these tunneling projects and we're talking about what JCM and digging and twin bore tunnels and the idea of taking the strain off of our workers, because as we've talked about in our show in the previous week, we talk about how safety is so very important. And how do we find ways to improve safety? How do we change the mindset of workers? And how do we change the mindset of companies in general, of all of you listening? Because that has to be our number one priority. Because if we still think that we want to bring our workers home back to the families, we have to think about safety as the number one. And when we think about having remote control demolition machines that can help do that, that reduce fatigue and potential injuries, as I should be saying, excuse me there, that's what's so exciting. That's what makes all of this technology so key to all the things we're doing. So when you have the result of an excavation portion that's reducing time and something like that, that's powerful. And what's really important is today, when you go to the show, you're going to see a lot of different technology from the telematic side. You're going to see new technology from drones. You're going to see new technology from artificial intelligence. You're going to see traditional things from machines that you use on the job site that's advancing with technology in it. And that's where we're seeing so many different devices. So we've talked a lot here in this first segment of the show today and we're talking about how machines are helping perform difficult tasks on the job site. But we're talking about how these machines are advancing with technology. And a lot of these machines are going to be on display. So very large machines, you know, bulldozers and things like that, and dozers, to small handheld tools that perhaps we didn't think about, to even where we're discussing wearable devices and how that innovation will impact construction and the construction job site, and how all of these devices are coming connected. And the tech experience is showing us how we have 3D imaging and 3D printing of things that maybe we didn't think about, a 3D printed excavator, and things that we might not have thought about, how that's going to change the job site of the future today. And finally, we're addressing how telematics and what that's doing in regards to getting information and data. And these are all just the tip of the iceberg. And there's so much more innovation that's actually changing. And technology is rapidly changing how construction is done at the job site. And as I always say, there's no better time really to identify how this is going to impact your construction business. So it just might help you save time and money in the future by checking out it. So if you're thinking about it, it's all week long here in Las Vegas to check out and to see what's going on. So if you haven't and you want to follow, we'll be writing about a lot of these things all week long. So we've got so much more coming right here on ConExpo, ConAg Radio, which is brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. If it's new, it's here. But if you haven't gone up to the website, check it out. Tweet at us at ConExpo, ConAg. We want to hear what you have to say. Stick around. We've got so much more to come right after this commercial break.
Come join over 130,000 construction industry professionals in March 2017. ConExpo ConAg 2017 is North America's largest construction show. Explore over 2.5 million square feet and imagine what's next with over 2,500 exhibitors. Get the details at conexpoconag.com/future and join us as we take this to the next level. A podcast or radio show on WS Radio is a great way to create content marketing. Turn prospects into customers, into raving fans. Contact Wade at WSRadio.com or call 866-WS-RADIO.
You've heard me bragging about Progressive Medical Center and how they've helped me feel so much healthier. But one thing, Dr. Agoli, that a lot of people come to you with is just unexplained pain. They just can't get any relief. Why can Progressive Medical Center's Pain Management Center help them?
First of all, we have to acknowledge that pain is for real and you've got acute pain and chronic pain. Here's the problem. That acute pain turns to chronic, which is longstanding, and no one's getting to the root cause. There's several key diagnostic components that help us get to the root of what's causing this pain. Is it inflammation? Once we do a thorough evaluation to get to the root cause, determine if it's structural or if it's a metabolic issue. And this way, we put an individualized program for pain management involving correcting the spine, using certain injections when necessary, and we get our patients out of pain quicker and they stay out of pain because we teach them how to live their life well.
Don't let yourself live in pain any longer. Get a hold of Progressive Medical Center today at ProgressiveMedicalCenter.com.
Progressive Medical, this is your life, live it well.
The richness of your life is reflected in the shimmering elegance found at D.O. Loon Design. One-of-a-kind jewelry and pieces from Cynthia Dillon in silver and gold help to express your unique personality. The flowing designs of her creations will empower the way you move throughout your day. Join us online at diolundesigns.com.
Small businesses are the lifeblood of America's economy. Every Thursday, SBA Radio interviews industry professionals and is dedicated to provide small businesses with timely insights and innovations. Visit www.sbaradio.us for details.
Imagine what's next for the future of the construction industry. 3D printing, robotics, roadways that heal, autonomous vehicles, holograms, augmented reality. Step into the new tech experience at ConExpo ConAg and revolutionize how you think about infrastructure, the future job site, and the skills needed for tomorrow's workforce. Just one part of North America's largest construction show. Attend ConExpo ConAg March 7th through 11th in Las Vegas. If it's new, it's here.